Hello.
Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana. May I please have your zip code?
53511.
I do thank you for that. And can you verify the first and last name?
Okay, I'm going to spell it. A is in apple, M is in Mary, Y is in yak, J is in Jack, O is in octopus, Amy Jo, Geiger, G is in girl, E is in elephant, I is in Indian, G is in girl, E is in elephant, and R is in row.
I do thank you for that. Okay, I'm just waiting for my system to load with your information. I do apologize. My system is running so slow.
That's all right. I'm sitting here boiling eggs for the babies.
Okay.
And my 5-year-old's running around. Granny, the egg machine went off. The egg machine went off.
Okay, and I did locate the account for the meal plan app, and I did show that the account was canceled. Now, this could have been, it looks as though a survey was taken. So that is what initiated the account. We do tell you that you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions, and our meal plan app is one of them. So,
I got one was canceled, then I got another one. And that one was for $59.89. And then I got a neighborhoodcool.com, $26.89 for March and April. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so the $26.89, that's not us. Now, if you said it was, if it was $24.99, then I would have been able to direct you to the correct person.
Okay, I got one canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled. The charge that was attempted to be billed to you on April 3rd, that was declined. The only charge that went through was the charge on March 4th. So you don't have any charges.
I got one for $59.89.
What day?
For EMBEUD Wellness Daily.
What day was that charge?
March 5th.
Yes, ma'am. I show that. That's because the survey was taken to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and the credit and debit card payment was entered into the system.
So, am I getting my $59.89 back?
Okay. Now, being that this charge was billed to you last month, it is gonna. What I can do is I can process a refund for $54.89.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So allow me one moment while I go ahead and process that.
Okay.
And the account is canceled, so you're not going to receive any additional charges.
Okay.
Okay, and I have processed that. You'll receive an email. To the email address on file informing you that the $54.89 has been refunded.
And the Apex, the $24.99, is that one going to be refunded?
Okay, you have to, if you were charged the $24.99, there's another number that you would have to dial.
Oh, okay. I got to keep dialing these different numbers.
Because we don't. Okay, so we do service multiple companies, but if you dial in on a specific number, it's only this account that is going to pop up. and we would have to handle this account. So, like, when you dial in, that particular account will pop up, and we can search for you under that. Being that we can't search for you under this, you do have to dial that other number.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have that other number?
I got this neighborhood. Where'd it go?
Well, I can provide you with the number for that $24.99 charge.
Oh, I got that one taken care of. That one says I got a refund for $24.89. My number is C22053.
Okay.
And then what about this neighborhood? .com 855-904.
How much is that charge?
That charge is $26.89, and it was March 4th, and it was April 8th.
You have to contact that number, because that's not a charge from us.
Okay, thank you. Happy Easter.
Yes, ma'am, you as well, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.